Joining me now is a great friend from USA Today. He's covered football and sports for many years. He is Gary Mahokas. Gary, how many Super Bowls is this for you?
Well, I counted them yesterday when I got here early, and I think I've covered 25, and I may be counting 27 because my wife used to be a sports writer, and I went to the one in Detroit with her and just hung around.
All right, so we'll put that on. It counts. You were there.
more than half, I think, still.
More than half. That's a lot of Super Bowls. Well, yeah, this is in the 30-somethings for me. Gary, I want to ask you, first of all, just the big picture of what this game presents to you as far as the storylines. And we know the obvious ones with the Harbaugh brothers and Ray Lewis and so forth, but what else do you see as things that are intriguing to you about this game?
Well, first of all, one little thing. Some people may be tired of it, but I will never tire of this Harbaugh versus Harbaugh thing. I think they got a fascinating family, and I never get tired of the stories about those boys growing up. But there is a ton of other stuff in this game. I think this is a good match up. All the classic personalities and great players, on the Redskins, like Ed Reed and the Flacco tale and Ray Rice. And then you go to the Niners and they're top to bottom, lots of color, lots of great players. I was struck last week, a couple weeks ago, I finally caught up on the fact that the Niners have started the same five offensive linemen in every game, and
right.
I found that unfathomable. Being from Pittsburgh, I think they went through seven or eight combos this year. So, that is one group of guys. Their offensive line. Talking to some of them, I feel like I was talking to the old offensive lines of the Bill Walsh era with Randy Cross and everybody. It seemed like the same five guys.
And that's the thing, too, with these teams is the nostalgic angle. Not a ton of it, of course, with the Ravens, but they've been there and won the Super Bowl. But I think about the 49ers. I think about the great teams, as you mentioned, that Bill Walsh, the tradition that's there. And, there is something to be said for that. I don't know how much the players like Colin Kaepernick and all these young guys feed off of that. But if you're the 49er organization, just like the traditions of, teams like the Steelers you mentioned and others that have had great Super Bowl success, there is something to be said for the current group riding on the shoulders of the previous ones.
Yeah, and I noticed this formerly working in Pittsburgh, that after there was the long drought between Super Bowls, that a whole new generation of people and the old-timers really took a lot of pleasure in going back. And I think maybe you appreciate it even more when you haven't been there for a decade or more. And I definitely felt that out in San Francisco, and it's real in Baltimore. I work near Washington, D.C. I got stuck in a snowstorm the other day, and while just sitting there, I noticed how many more cars were flying the double Ravens flags in the snow. And so they have their hardcore fans, but now everybody's jumping on. That's fun, too.
Now, tell me from a national media perspective, and you're here with, you're not the only guy here from USA Today. I know you have several reporters here, but what are the angles that you pursue? You're not attached to one team or the other, correct? You're kind of overall looking at the
game.
Well,
we do have quite a depth chart of maybe 14, 15 people here. So we have certain people who are maybe assigned to the AFC team, NFC team, and then the rest of us just bounce around. So we'll be all over the place. And I think we're, in addition to covering the game, we're going to take some league-wide looks at some things, like the young quarterbacks of the future, who's going to be the prominent guys. And we like to do things like that, too, the big picture, because there are 30 other franchises sitting out there with fans who have great passion, and they want to read about what's doing league-wide.
Gary Mahokas from USA Today is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from New Orleans, site of Super Bowl 47. One of those teams with league-wide interest, of course, would be the Cleveland Browns and all that's happened there with the changes. I'm sure you've paid attention to that. And just some of your thoughts on the turnover that's happened at the top and from a management standpoint, from a coaching standpoint.
Well, being from Pittsburgh again, where there's not a lot of turnover, it's nice when you could have continuity, but it's hard to come by, and sometimes you got to make changes, and the good news is sometimes those changes really work. I think I went to a couple Cleveland, one or two Cleveland games last year, and I rode the train in from the airport, and I watched as hundreds of people got on the train with me, and I noticed that they were all wearing Browns caps, but I noticed that a lot of those bronze caps looked like they were 25 years old. Mm. And I thought, this is a devoted, long-time fan following that really, you know, I don't like to use the word deserves, but deserves to have a high-quality team again. You know, the one I remember growing up in Pittsburgh when the Steelers were lousy, everybody in Pittsburgh would talk about how come the Cleveland Browns are so great and the Steelers can't do anything. You know, there was the Cleveland Browns of my youth were the beacon for success in the NFL. Hope it gets back to that. That town deserves it.
Yeah, no, you've captured that beautifully and said that very well. I agree with you 1,000%. That is the core of this fan base. And Jimmy Haslam recognizes that so well as a new owner who, even though he's not rooted in Cleveland, brings that collegiate football passion from Tennessee. And I think that translates well into what Cleveland's enthusiasm is all about with this team.
Yeah, and then, you know, you hit it right on a few drafts and pick up a nice few free agents here or there and get the right coach. And, you know, the more I watch the NFL over the decades, it's sort of, it really does all start at the top with that ownership, general manager, whatever you may call them, and mm-hmm. coach. If you get that straight, everything else will fall into place. May take a little more time someplace than others, but that's what happens. And you could see it around the league. And may the Cleveland franchise have success and continuity.
Do you see, other than Ray Lewis, who seems to have, I mean, his storyline and his personality and everything else, do you see any other? We used to go to these Super Bowls, and you and I back in the earlier days, where characters were formed here, right? Guys would develop, seize the opportunity to have all this media here, and with their personalities and such, kind of charm and win over the nation. Do you see that happening with anyone other than like an obvious guy like Ray Lewis in this one?
Well, I don't know about the characters charming people. The characters always do step up. Now, you have some really interesting players in this game who aren't new to us, like Randy Moss. But I think also there are some guys in this game who, although they've gotten lots of recognition within, you know, the football circles by making all pros and teams and things like that, I think maybe the general public might find out how good a player like the linebackers of Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman are, and what a player Alden Smith is.
Right.
These are all new faces. The Ravens, you know, because they've been in the playoffs a lot, we're kind of familiar with them, but it is a new cast somewhat, and be the biggest stage Ray Rice has ever played on too.
Sure.
So there's plenty to go around.
Gary, great, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and enjoy the rest of your Super Bowl week, and we'll get caught up down the line, my man.
Yeah, it was certainly my pleasure. Have a nice winter in Cleveland. I know it can be done.
He is Gary Mahokas from USA Today, covering Super Bowl 47, and joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row of Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.